WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com presents the Central Football Show featuring comments from head coach Brandon Artis. This show is brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award War Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Akerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 9 of the high school football season. It is rivalry week. This is the Central Football Show with the Bears coming off a loss up at Castle this past Friday night. And we'll wrap up the regular season at home this Friday night, taking on the North Huskies, again, part of rivalry week here in the Southern Indiana Athletic Conference. Brandon Artis will join us coming up in just a few seconds. And then we'll also talk to Coach Artis about last night's sectional draw with the Central Bears as well. We'll be right back. Week 9 of the Central Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon, Coach Brandon Artis joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm doing good.
All right, Brandon Artis joining us. Well, Coach, obviously, week 8, saw the Bears up at Castle taking on a Knights team. We talked last week about how sound they are, fundamentally they are. Got some pretty good athletes that are getting a lot of good big-time looks for some big-time schools. Just overall thoughts on the game with Castle.
Castle's a really good football team. I think that they did some things really well against us. They established the run, which I knew that they would. I mean, if you've watched us, we've struggled all season long stopping the run. They ran the ball pretty well. We did some things. For us, early on, we were in it. We did some things well, and then it kind of got away from us. So kind of the tail of our season, to be honest.
Well, no, that's the thing I think you and I have talked about over the previous 8 weeks, Brandon, is that this is the football team, the Central Bears. I mean, and again, we're not making excuses as far as, you know, the youth of the team, but, I mean, it is what it is. And sometimes when you've got 14- and 15-year-olds going up against 17-, 18-year-olds, and in maybe some cases even some 19-year-olds, it does make a difference. But this is a football team, Central, that, you know, is still looking for, you know, a complete 48 minutes. I mean, you've kind of been building there, and some weeks it's 10 minutes, some weeks it's 20 minutes, some weeks it's 30 minutes. It's just to be competitive in this league, it's got to be 48 every Friday. I know you guys are working hard each and every week to get to that point.
Yes, sir. I agree. You hit it right on the nail. We got to play football for a totality of a game, and it's just hard. It's been hard for us to do that. So that's what we're trying to figure out now.
As far as the football team, and we've talked about this, I mean, you've got, you know, a few seniors on the team. You've got a lot of underclassmen that are getting some valuable experience this year. But just what was the week of preparation like last week? We talked about, you know, with a shortened week of school, and I know you said you were looking forward to kind of a fall break to get away for a little bit. School not in session today. You had a practice session. You'll get back at it tomorrow. But what was the week of preparation like last week?
We had a pretty decent week. we have pretty decent weekends. We try to keep things the same and try not to change too much. I think that a lot of times just having an identity and our Monday practices, just how our Monday practices were all season long, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, vice versa. So we try to keep things the same and not try to make guys think so much. So we had a pretty decent week last week.
You know, you put 21 points on the board, like you said. I mean, Castle's offense got it going there, and they had a big night offensively. But, you know, from an individual standpoint, when you looked at the film over the weekend earlier today, just kind of your thoughts on individually, maybe who played pretty well for Central in that game with Castle?
I think that Kenyon Peebles played pretty well. He had 2 touchdowns. I think that Hunter Brochures actually had a pretty good game. So for those two, and probably Elijah Pendleton, those three, I think that they executed. We had a pretty decent game plan if you watch the film. I think for us, it's just we bite ourselves in the foot, 3rd and long, 2nd and long. We do things to kind of kill the momentum for ourselves, if that makes sense. So, but Kenyon, Hunter, and Elijah Pendleton played pretty well. And then Kenyon and Elijah playing both ways for us. They had pretty solid games.
All right, so the Central Bears now turn their attention to the North Huskies coming up on Friday. We'll talk with about that game with Brandon in just a few minutes. But when we come back, we'll talk about sectional, Class 4A sectional. The pairings announced last night with Coach Artis when the Central Football Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've heard people say,
I've got to get to Gary's.
But why is it important to get to Gary's Body Shop when you need auto body work? Because Gary's Body Shop is locally owned and a proud supporter of our community for more than 25 years, plus you'll work directly with the owner. But most of all, because when you go to Gary's, you know the work will be done right the first time, or we'll make it right. So when you need quality body work and collision repair, get to Gary's. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon, Sectional 24. The pairings announced last night, 7 schools in this tournament. Bossy got the first round bye in the bottom half of the bracket. The Central Bears will play their first game in the bowl, taking on the Wrights Panthers. Brandon, I guess just overall thoughts on the pairings as you saw them unfurl last night.
I honestly do not put a lot of stock in the sectional pairings. Over the years, I have my mind made up that we either play Jasper or Wrights round one, and that's kind of what happened. So for me, you gotta play football no matter who you draw, and so that's what I was focused on.
All right, so, I mean, you look at that game, and you guys saw Wrights, it wasn't that long ago. It was in the second third of the regular season. And so, again, that'll be a game that, again, back in the bowl, so you've got to be on the road to take on that team. But, I mean, it's a tournament where of the 7 schools, 5 of them are in the SIAC, so chances were probably pretty good last night, as you talk about, too, and kind of the way you got yourself reserved for who your first round opponent's going to be. It's going to be somebody that you're very familiar with.
Right, for sure. And Wrights is a really good team. But I've been telling you all season long, we still don't know who we are as far as we still are down a bunch of guys, getting a bunch of guys back. We still haven't played complete football, and so we still don't know. I know that Jasper, I mean, I know that Rice is going to do one thing, which is run the ball. They'd be a fool to do anything other than that. You don't have to establish the run, and so that's what we're going to focus on, being able to stop the run and then executing on offense. We did not have Hunter at quarterback against Rice, so maybe that's a different look for us. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, again, no matter what the regular season is, records, they don't mean anything starting a week from Monday. You know, a week from today, when you guys come out to the practice field, I mean, everybody in the state's going to be 0-0, and the first team to win three games, or in some cases two, are going to win a sectional championship. But you take it week by week, and I know it's kind of an exciting time of the season because whatever happened the last 7 or 8, 9 weeks really won't matter.
Right, for sure. And the message for my guys after this week, and honestly, it's been, I mean, we've talked about brick by brick, but we've also added, what do we have to lose? We don't have anything to lose. There's no pressure on us. There's a lot of pressure on Rice, right? We know that the last couple of years, they've got knocked off in the section. So to me, there's no pressure, and there's nothing like playing a sectional game at the Rice Bowl, one of the best places to play in America, honestly. A top 15 stadium to play in America, one of the best stadiums to play in high school in Indiana. It doesn't get any better than that. And for me, I think that our guys should – it's a humbling experience to be able to play at the Rice Bowl for a sectional – in a sectional game.
Well, I seem to recall you had some pretty good games in the Rice Bowl, especially in the postseason back in the day.
Yes, for sure. Yep, it's a legacy. Like, guys, and I know we don't like to harp on the old stuff, but, I mean, anything is possible. I think that, guys, if I'm a Central Bear, I'd go research and go look at some things because things can get interesting.
Well, they certainly can. All right, we'll talk about that next week with Brandon. When we come back, we'll talk about Rivalry Weekend, their game with the North Huskies at Central Stadium coming up Friday night. We'll be right back here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref. If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Now is the time to make the change, and Gary's Body Shop has a new career for you. If you're an experienced auto body tech, make the move to Gary's Body Shop. Gary's Body Shop offers competitive pay based on your experience, including paid holidays and a great atmosphere. If you're ready to make the move to Evansville's premier locally owned body shop, get to Gary's. Submit your application in person or online at Gary's Body Shop 2020@gmail.com. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here with the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon. It's rivalry week in the Southern Indiana Athletic Conference, and the Northsiders get together Friday night to be at Central Stadium. The Bears playing host to the North Huskies. Well, Brandon, North coming in with a record of 3-5. They've had a little bit of, I mean, they also, like a lot of teams, they want to establish a run. They've had a little bit of trouble this year with their passing game. You take a look at Coach Paradine's team. What can fans expect when they show up out at Central Stadium Friday night?
I think that we're going to expect a pretty good ball game. The difference, North plays some teams really well all year long. I know that they're 3-5, and to me, when I watch them on film, they are better than what their records show. And we're not going to underestimate them. I mean, last year they beat us pretty bad at their place, and so that's going to be all in our minds. We know what that feels like, we know what that tastes like, and we don't want that anymore. So I expect a really good game on Friday.
Well, you take a look, and as you said, I mean, everybody, any coach right now will tell you that you need to be playing your best first weekend or third weekend this weekend coming up here in October. But this game just means so much because, again, it's a rivalry. I mean, obviously with North now where they're physically located, but back in the day when they were right down the street from Central, you know, back in your day, you know, this game, these kids were neighbors and sometimes friends. But, I mean, this rivalry here, of all the four in the SIAC, I think this one is the most intense. Would you agree?
I agree. I think I've been on both sides of it. So I coached with Joey for 4 years. This is my second year, so here at Central. So I've been on both sides of the rivalry, and it gets pretty intense, to be honest.
All right, so obviously a week of preparation now going in. You guys, I mean, this game really important from the standpoint of just wanting to have your confidence up, to have a good feeling, to get ready for the sectional next week, and no better time than to knock off, you know, your rival in the conference.
Yeah, we want to go out and beat North. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's what has to be the mentality to help spring us into the sectional game against Wright. We have to perform, and it's just what it is. We've been brick by brick, and we've been chucking away, and I'm a proponent of that, but there's expectations on the end of that, and I think that we got to start playing football, and our goal is to come out and beat North, and that's what we want to do, and I think that if we can execute and do the things that we should be able to do, I think that we're going to make things interesting.
All right, finally, I mean, again, after 8 weeks of this conference, a very physical conference, you've talked about, you know, people that have been hurt throughout most of the year here for the Central Bears team. You're getting some guys back. I know you've talked about some guys that are gone for the year, but are some of these guys that have been out 2 or 3 weeks, are you getting some more guys, at least more bodies that you'll be able to have on the football field Friday night?
Yeah, we are. We're getting Lance Goff back, our running back. He was out for 2 weeks. We get one of our better corners, Mylon Garnett. He's been out last week. We get him back. We get one of our kids that hadn't played for us all season, Devin McBain. He's played against Castle, but you can just tell he was gassed and kind of wasn't in the mode a little bit. So we're expecting big things from him this week. We return a couple guys. We lose Stewart for the season, which hurts us, but we got some guys that stepping up and. We're excited.
Brandon, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Have a great week of preparation, and all the best to you and the Bears against North on Friday.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Brandon Artis. This has been the Central Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Central Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Central Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.